Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Garon. This morning we have with us Dale Maley. He is a historian and author from Fairbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have been talking about the history of Fairbury, how to go about your own research, some little stories and tidbits about Fairbury, and where are we going with this today?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about most nationally famous people from Fairbury.
All right. Where do we start?
Okay. So there's going to be two people today I'm going to talk about. The first one is Francis Townsend. He was born in Fairbury, and his father first had a log cabin in Fairbury, a little bit east of town, and then they built a better house a little bit after that. And his father was a farmer, and Fairbury, like Pontiac, was basically swamp ground. And little-known fact, like Livingston County was one of the last counties to be settled in the state of Illinois because of the poor ground, because it was swampy, and then there wasn't any major rivers to get your agricultural goods to market on that side. So Livingston County was one of the last counties in Illinois to be settled. So this Francis Townsend's father, he went ahead and paid the money and tiled his farm and drained it. Well, the value of the farm went up more than 10 times.
Wow.
Just by tiling, which was typical around this area.
Yeah.
So his dad said, you know, this farm is a tough occupation, so I'm going to sell the ground out. I'm going to run a hardware store out in Nebraska. So they moved out west at that point. But Francis grew up basically in Fairbury until about age 17. He went on to become a medical doctor, and he actually married a nurse. But he suffered poor health most of his life, lived in North Dakota a while, and ended up moving out to California for the better climate. He got to be a little over 60 years old, and he kind of took a review of his life. So this gentleman's a doctor. He's over 60, but his health is so poor that he can't hardly work. His wife's been working as a nurse for many years. She's not going to be able to continue that indefinitely. So he came up with the idea for a national movement to advocate for a pension for senior citizens on that side. Now, this, you got to remember, this is in the middle of the Depression. We had 25% unemployment, very tough times on that side. So he had an idea that we should pay senior citizens a pension, and then they had a requirement they had to spend the money in 30 days. So that the cash was turned over in the economy to help out in the Depression. That was the line of thought.
I never knew that. That's interesting.
Yes. And there was quite a bit of social unrest in the Depression era. For example, Louisiana Governor Huey Long, he had a program called Share Our Wealth. Francis Townsend, originally from Fairbury, he was a doctor and social reformer. He suggested a revolving pension plan, and the revolving part was spending the money in 30 days. There's another gentleman, Father Charles Coughlin, was on the radio. He was advocating social reforms. The writer Upton Sinclair, you might have heard of him. Mm-hmm. He also had a broad program, which included a pension plan on that side. So there was a lot of political pressure, and Townsend's movement is, I think, had millions of people across the United States. It's hard to comprehend how big it was. He also had a publishing company that published newspapers, and they would make up campaign buttons, for example. And you can go on eBay today, and you can still find a lot of that material still around from that era. There was so much of it printed. Well, all the political pressure led to Franklin Roosevelt setting up the Social Security Act, which we now know as Social Security today. So Townsend is kind of credited as one of those that pushed the system to come up with a pension plan on that side. One interesting note about him, he came back to Fairbury several different times, and he would go out to the fairgrounds and give talks out there. And there's pictures of him also coming back to town and planting trees out there as well. But many people can still remember his kids going out. They probably got drug out by their parents out to the fairground and heard Francis Townsend talk out at the fairgrounds. So a few years ago, the post office was actually named for Francis Townsend. So if you go in the Fairbury post office, and as you go in the front door, you look to your right, there's a plaque on the wall with Francis Townsend's name on it. So I would say he's probably the most nationally famous.
See, I knew about the plaque.
Okay.
That's how I found out about it. But this is a lot more information than I had known before. That's really interesting. Somebody from Fairbury pushed for something nationally that is still being used today. That's really interesting.
Right. I have to take the dollars that they used back in those days and convert them in today's dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So Townsend's plan was $200 a month for every person over 60. If you do the math, that works out to $40,000 a year. for Social Security. The average Social Security is about $14,000, not $40,000.
Huh.
And then Townsend always had trouble saying how he's going to pay for this. He had three or four different schemes. He had a 2% tax on all financial transactions. Even today, we can't track all the financial transactions, so that wasn't very feasible. 3% income tax or a national sales tax. When the Social Security plan actually got adopted, it started out as $20 a month. There was a lady, Ida Mae Fuller, I believe, was the first lady to collect Social Security at $20 a month. Well, if you equate that in today's dollars, that's about $14,000 a year. And it initially started out funded as a 2% income tax. Well, over the years, that 2%'s grown to 15.34% if you count the employee and employer contribution on that side.
It's quite a bit of money.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
All righty. So moving on to our second person you were talking about.
Yes. The other famous person was a gentleman named Carl Gowdy. And he was a famous motorcycle racer. In fact, there's some pictures of Fairbury, and there must be 100 motorcycles all in a big circle in town there. He was a racer. He was also represented the Chicago-based Excelsior Motorcycles. And throughout the 1910s, he raced in the AMA Class A factory competition on dirt and board tracks across the country. He placed third at the inaugural Dodge City, Kansas 300-mile race on the 4th of July in 1914. He won the 300-mile race at Chicago's Maywood Track in 1915. He averaged a speed of 86 miles an hour, which was a world record for motorcycles at the time.
Wow.
Yep. His brother, Bill, also raced in the same era. And this Carl Gowdy is actually a member of the AMA Motorcycle Hall of Fame on that side. So if you look at the pictures of the motorcycles, and if you watch the American Pickers on TV, the one guy really likes old motorcycles.
Yeah, I have seen that, yes.
So the ones that are, he looks for the ones before 1920, which is what Carl would have been running. Those things can sell for 50 grand to 100 grand.
Wow.
Piece, so I wish I had one of his old motorcycles.
Make a couple pennies on that. Why not, right?
We could make a few pennies,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, very cool. We'll have you back again next week and maybe find some more people to talk about or some more subjects. We've been talking with Dale Maley. He is a historian and author from the city of Fairbury. I want to thank you very much for being with us again today, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.